So friends, welcome back to the podcast. I want to say excited, but I actually am a little hesitant to talk about today. And I feel like I've been holding this content under my belt because, you know, when you could just get a little bit like into your head a little bit. So I'm like, am I making this up? Am I just plastering this on situations? Am I just cherry picking and going, yep, that fits what I have been thinking. Yeah, that fits. Yeah, that doesn't fit. So I'll disqualify that. So that's how I'm feeling going into this podcast. But regardless, what I want to talk with you guys about today is this thing that I'm calling spiritual sleepwalking. Okay, I know that's kind of weird, but it's this thing that I feel like those words describe women these days, actually post-pandemic, who, when it comes to their relationship with God, it's like they're sleepwalking. So let me put some context to this, and then I want to give you three things that I'm seeing and hearing from other leaders about spiritual sleepwalking. Let's do this. You're listening to the Leader Lab podcast, a podcast that inspires women to step up and step out in leadership to fulfill their God-given callings. My name is Andy Bruce, and I'm so passionate about helping women develop their character and understand their callings that I went out and got a doctorate in leadership. Now I'm investing in and partnering with women leaders just like you who love Jesus and raise their hand saying, God, if you're looking for someone to use, I'm right here. So let's talk about how do we step into what that looks like? So friends, I hope you're doing wonderfully. I can't believe that it's already like near the end of March. Crazy. I know for me and my family, my kids, so two of them go to this homeschool academy, which means that they do their school days twice a week, like with a bunch of kids, changing classes, electives, the whole normal school experience. And then 3 days a week, they're homeschooling. So last week was their spring break. My other kid, by the way, he goes to a public high school and loves it. It's been just such a great experience for him. But these other two, they're homeschooled. So they had their spring break last week, and we tried something we've never tried before. And that was, I took just Jayla and Jonah, the two homeschoolers, on a 3-day little vacation. And I guess we've done it before, but this felt like maybe it'd been a while. It was so fun, so relaxing. I wish we could do it again in a heartbeat. So FYI, whenever my kids are out of school, I've just made this little rule for myself. When the kids are out of school, I don't produce a podcast. So if you saw a gap in time or felt like, oh, I missed a podcast, you didn't. It was just because we were out having fun in Williamsburg. So my friends, we're talking about something that, I don't know, I feel like this is not new for me. It's probably been about 8 or 9 or 10 months where I've just been saying to Melissa Dunn, my ministry partner, it's like women in the church these days are sleepwalking. It's like they're sleepwalking. I just have this picture in my mind, like women are sleepwalking and they don't even know it. Because let's be honest, when you're sleepwalking, you don't even know it. So let me give you a little tiny bit of context. For me, I absolutely believe that those who are in Christ Jesus, according to scripture, God gives spiritual gifts. Those can look like all kinds of things that scripture lays out really clearly. And for me, one of those ways, and those around me who are on my team or good friends of mine would say, my primary way that God's gifted me is with leadership. And what that typically looks like is seeing a place that we are to go and taking some steps to move us there. Another way that that gift of spiritual leadership comes out is like this. I'll walk into a place, it's maybe got a large group of people there, and it's like I can sense where they are at and what's happening, like behind the curtain a little bit. And I don't mean detailed at all. I don't mean detail, but just sort of a sense of like, oh man, this is what this organization or this company or this church or this ministry is really good at. Maybe it's like thinking outside of the box. They're so good and they do this really well in these kinds of areas. And I could just sort of like have a gut feeling, which I get, this is all extremely subjective and based on my personality, my exposure to things. So I get it, super subjective, but nevertheless, I gotta say it's been right more times than it's been wrong. Now, let me be clear, it's been wrong a good handful of times. But I could also walk into a place and be like, yeah, I think big picture wise, they're struggling with this and this and this. And sometimes when I talk to my husband about it, he's just like wide eyed and be like, oh my goodness, here's some information like you didn't have or that fit. You know what I mean? So for me, I pray a lot for just women in our region and women in North America, women who are in the church to grow strong and healthy in Christ Jesus. And one of the things that I pray a lot for women of the church is that we would be women who our faith will not be thrown into the wind when the going gets tough, especially as scripture talks about the end times when many will decide that they don't want this narrow way of following Christ. So that's one thing I'm praying for. And I'm always asking God, God, what are you doing amongst women in North America? Or what are you doing in women in our region? And it's a question that I feel prompted to ask. And also it feels very a natural question that I ask. So part of this has been over the years, probably the almost 10 years of just learning to ask this question pretty regularly and just listening and wondering. Another part of this is about once a month, I gather women leaders and women's ministry leaders in particular for a 1-hour lunch appointment once a month. And I would say we've had anywhere from 9 to 16 women. So it's not a big group of women, but in the most part, these women represent a church way over there, a church from that county, a church way over there, a church right across the road. Mostly different churches represented. And therefore, these are women's ministry leaders, and they do have a pulse on what's happening. So as for the, I guess in the fall, we were asking the question a lot, like, what do you see happening? Where are women in the church these days? Like, what barriers are people hitting up against? And so that, what I heard, I'm synthesizing into what I was already sensing. That's what we're going to talk about today. So first, sleepwalking. We all know it. I don't know about you. I personally haven't come into contact with anybody except for one person in my first year of college. I was in YWAM, Youth with a Mission, and we were, I think there was like 8 or 12 of us that shared one large bedroom. We were crammed in there like sardines, and one girl sleepwalked. And for me, for months that I lived with her, I am a really light sleeper, so I would hear movement and see some shadow, see somebody moving and be like, oh, there she is again. She's just up and at them, like she must be not sleeping well or had to use the bathroom or something easy, an easy explanation. Well, come to find out, a few of us who lived in that room with her were all like, hey, what's the deal? Like, you're up a lot in the night, or what are you doing at night? Something like that. And she had zero recollection. Zero that she was up. And we were like, no, for real, like when you're up and you're up all the time, and we're trying to convince her about the extent to which she's walking around quietly at night. Well, we then realized, well, let's ask her about it next time that we see her. So that's what we decided to do. It was like the next night or two nights. It wasn't long. And so we're like, hey, what are you doing? And most of us are up, like kind of whispering and talking. And she was non-responsive. She was doing things like quietly rummaging through a bag or walking back and forth. She's carrying things. But even though she was upright and would acknowledge our voices, clearly she was not fully awake. And that's obviously what sleepwalking is. It's when somebody carries out tasks even though they're not awake or not fully awake. It's this weird combination of being asleep, because they are, but yet they're behaving like they are awake. And that last part of doing activities, yet behaving behaving in a way that you do activities, but when in actuality you're asleep. That's what we want to touch on. And that's why I want to tie the knot between is actual sleepwalking and just some of those concepts and what I see that's happening spiritually amongst women in the church. So here's three characteristics that I'm noticing and I feel like are in general strongly corroborated by those women's ministry leaders as we're talking and praying about where we see and where we sense women are. So number one that I see is sleepwalking. Women are sleepwalking and it's like they are functioning, but when it comes to their relationship with God and who they are in Christ, it's like they are on autopilot. So let's break this down. I see women doing normal activities and yet they are not engaged. You're doing the things that you know to do. They're going to church. They're participating in a Bible study or a small group setting. Well, side note, many women aren't doing that these days, but that's a different topic. But these women, they are. They're praying. They're reading their Bible. They're serving. Okay, let's be honest. It's post-pandemic, and most people aren't doing these things. But here's what I'm getting at. These women are trying things, and yet they still feel detached. And they can't make themselves attached to their relationship with God. It's like they want to be engaged, but like a sleepwalker, they're doing their normal activities and yet they're not spiritually awake. So that's one thing I'm noticing. They're doing some activities, but not engaged. Number two is this, is, you know, I think it's true in what I've read or heard about online and those kind of places, is that somebody who is sleepwalking, they can't shake it off. Think about it like this. You know those mornings when you wake up super dog tired and you would give anything to just get back in bed and go to sleep because you're exhausted. And it's like you're dragging your feet and your eyes are half open. Well, for me, I know that when I jump in the shower and when I'm finished showering, I'm like, wow, okay, I feel awake now. When there is spiritual sleepwalking happening, the things that women have relied on in the past to get them going again, it's like they're not working these days. And they know this because they're trying and they're trying and they're trying previous solutions to just get them remotivated, to get them reengaged, to get them their hearts stirred up. It's like these women, they've tried maybe some fasting and prayer, or they've tried confessing a sin, or they've tried waking up a little earlier to spend time with God, or they've tried buying a new book about Jesus or a new Bible, hoping that these would provide motivation to get out of the slump, right? But here's the problem. I'm observing and I'm hearing from over a dozen women's ministry leaders. Women aren't in a slump. They're spiritually sleepwalking. So no wonder those old methods that we use to jumpstart and stir up our emotions and our heart and our motivation, they're not working like they used to. I keep hearing women commenting something like this. I know I just need to do more blank, something like Bible study, prayer, going to church, like talking about God, whatever. I know I just need to do more blank, but I just... ... And these women trail off and they just can't put their finger on what the problem is. Oh my goodness, how many of these conversations I'm having these days. And so women feel guilty. Here comes the guilt. Oh, the guilt. This is a woman's home base, right? And what's the precursor to guilt? Disappointment. She's just disappointed in herself. And soon enough, she becomes convinced that God's disappointed in her as well. And this is the trajectory for women who are spiritually sleepwalking. They're doing normal spiritual activities, but they're just not engaged. And they can't shake it off. It's like the quick fixes they've relied on in the past, they're not working. Here's one more thing. There's a lack of communication with God. Okay, so remember my roommate who we would talk to her, and honestly, I so clearly remember this. There were several of us, maybe three or four or five, being like, hey, I think your name is Claire or something. Claire, what are you doing? What are you doing? And we're talking to her, and she will turn her head and her eyes might catch our eyes. In other words, she's acknowledging us, but there's not communication back from her to us. Like, we didn't get much in response. And as I've looked very briefly into sleepwalking online, I think this is pretty normal. Why aren't they communicating? Because they are asleep. They look awake and present, but they're sleeping. And my friend, I think this is happening in women's relationships with the God, where they look awake and present. And maybe that looks like they're at church, or maybe they're serving, or they're talking about God. They look awake and present. But if you dig a little deeper, in general, man, oh man, are women in the church spiritually sleeping? They're tuned out. They can't arouse themselves. They can't shake off this sleepiness to step into it. So maybe what we'll do next week is talk about one reason that I'm sensing is responsible for a woman who is spiritually sleepwalking. So for me, this isn't just those women. This has been me in it as well. And I know as a female leader, it's really easier to say it's them. It's not really me. It's those women. It's not really me. But man, nothing hijacks our leadership or the potential to move into the next place that God has for us, like pretending you're not in a problem. So all that to say, just be gracious. Man, oh man, because what you don't do is you don't go over to a person who's sleepwalking and shake their shoulders. Hey, wake up. Hey, and slap their little cheeks, you know, hey. It's so bad for them. Instead, especially when it's a spiritual issue, thinking that it's going to be something that's going to motivate them or an event or just a better Bible study or better teaching, that's, in my opinion, not the problem. And so don't expect quick solutions to a long-term problem. Maybe something will jumpstart for a little bit, but that's so my gut response is like, well, then we'll just do something. I don't know that that's the situation, or I wish it was that easy. Instead, next week, let's talk about what might be a reason, or maybe even a couple reasons, what is kind of keeping a woman disengaged and not even realizing it. That's what we're going to get to. It's going to be great. Hey, friends, I pray for you as a woman, as a leader, and that your calling would be, one, made clear to you, and two, that you would have so much courage to step into the thing that's right in front of you. I think as women, we oftentimes have this big, glorious expectation of what our calling is going to be, and it usually is defined by a role or a position or a grandiose thing that you don't have right now. I just don't buy it. You are right where you are, living in your calling. And it's like that verse that's where Jesus is like, he who's faithful with just a little bit, man, be faithful with your little bit of calling right where you are, doing it for the glory of Jesus. And small ways that when we add those up, or when we step back, we're like, oh my goodness, God is using me. I am obeying him. I am seeking him. But it starts right now in these small little ways. All right, friends, until next week.